Some unwritten rules that are respected by soldiers from opposite sides during a war. One of the most common is allowing the enemy to recover their dead. After a firefight, we would often pull back a few hundred meters. Not out of mercy or chivalry, but because fighting over corpses wasn't worth the risk. For us, those bodies had no value. For them, recovering their dead was a priority, and they would have launched another fight just to get them back. Another rule was not provoking unnecessary fights. In static positions, trenches, facing trenches, you often left the enemy alone. You could see them working on bunkers or moving supplies, but instead of opening fire, you minded your own business. They did the same. It made things more manageable when you didn't have to watch for snipers or machine guns every second. Eventually, one side would get orders to attack and break quiet. But until then, there was no need to escalate. Bad weather usually meant an unspoken truce. Nobody wanted to fight in heavy rain or snow. Unless a major operation was underway, both sides would stay in their position. No patrols, no raids. If your enemy was smart, they followed the same logic. Exhaustion also shaped behavior. After a long night raid, you might cross paths with a lone enemy soldier at dawn. Maybe he was lost. Instead of chasing him down, you let him go. You were tired, and so was he. Sometimes small gestures like that were returned later. Of course, every area of operations developed its own rules. What held true in one place might not apply somewhere else. But soldiers on both sides usually understood that a bit of restraint could keep things from getting worse than they already were.